We just ask that you would encourage our hearts with your word tonight. Bless it and have your way. We ask it all in Jesus' name. I'll probably make the guys that were at the last men's dinner happy twice because I'm going to speak on the same subject. I was working on two other things, and I've been working on for about, 3 weeks. And this kept coming back to me, and the other two subjects, I kind of struck a brick wall. So I do have quite a bit more added to the last time I spoke on this. Tonight's subject is the word beloved. And it's found 32 times in the Song of Solomon, and one time it's as well beloved. And it is used extensively in both the Old and the New Testaments. It means dearly loved, greatly loved, and dear to the heart. There are two Hebrew words. One is H157, that's Ahab. I don't know if I got the right pronunciation, but we'll go with that. And that means to have affection for. And there's number H1730, which is Dod. And that means to boil, to love, a love token, lover, friend, and uncle, well-beloved, and father's brother, which is uncle. And if you remember way, way back our study of David's mighty men, Dodo, the father of Eleazar, means his beloved. And that comes from the word Dod. And I was a little bit puzzled here with the word uncle here in this description. Pardon me. And if you go to Esther 2:7, the word uncle is this same word, Dod. And I thought of Mordecai, and Esther was the daughter of his uncle. And I believe that Mordecai's uncle was dearly beloved of Mordecai because he took his daughter Esther in and raised her as his own. And that was the case in those days, and I think maybe some parts of the world it still happens that if a husband dies, a father dies, his brother would marry the wife and take over the family. Such as the in the book of Ruth. I can't think of the word right now, but the Redeemer. He was one in the family that would marry and take over that part. Thank you, Danae, the kinsman redeemer. the Greek word is G22, which is agapetos, and it's from G25, which is agapao, and that's where the word agape comes from, or the divine love, and it means beloved, dearly beloved, and well-beloved. Israel is often called beloved of God. And in Deuteronomy 33:12, Moses was blessing the children of Israel before his death. And it says here, and of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And Benjamin's the only one of the tribes that he called beloved here in this chapter 33. And Benjamin was the smallest of the tribes of Israel. And I got to thinking in Pastor's message and Lynn's message, I just threw this in today, that the beloved of God are the small ones, the broken. And I stole this from the politicians, the deplorables. So, but I'm glad that those are the ones that God calls beloved. We'll turn to Nehemiah 13:26, and it says, did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. And I'm so glad that we don't have to be perfect, but God still calls us beloved. 2 Samuel 12. Oh, going the wrong way. Verses 24 and 25. And this is talking about the birth of Solomon. And David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and went in unto her and lay with her. And she bare a son, and he called his name Solomon, and the Lord loved him. And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and he called his name Jedidiah because of the Lord. And of course, Jedidiah means beloved of Yah. And Solomon made a lot of mistakes, as wise as he was. But it says there was no king like Solomon, beloved of his God. And I thought of that. He's the one that wrote the precious Song of Solomon that has beloved over 20 times. What mercy and grace God shows to his beloved. And I do want to mention a couple of things in the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. I thought this was just, I'm going to throw this in. I was looking at Brother Copley's book on the Song of Solomon, and he had a note in there that says, you will understand the song more readily if you bear in mind continually that the king is addressed as beloved and the woman as love. And I used to, when I first came in a meeting, I'd get so confused reading this, I didn't know who they were talking about. And that really helps So that's a freebie for you. And I'm sure maybe all of you know that, and most of us do just from the studies we've had, but there may be someone new that needs to hear that. Song of Solomon 2:10. And I'm just going to do this verse, maybe another one. There's another one in here, but Song of Solomon 2:10. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. And this is early on in the relationship, but I thought of Matthew 11, 28 and 30. And it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And he's called us away. He's right here. He's calling his beloved. He say, come away from your works, your burdens. Come away with me. Let me take care of these things. In Ephesians, let's go to Ephesians 2, 5, and 6. These next three verses. I won't mention that yet. Ephesians 2, 5, and 6. Even when we were dead in sins. Okay, I'm going to go to verse 4 first. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that's the place he wants us to take. When he says, you know, rise up, my love, my fair one, come away, take your place in the heavenlies. That's where our citizenship is. We'll go back to Song of Solomon, chapter 8. Last verse, 14. Make haste, my beloved, and be thou like to a roe or to a young hart upon the mountains of spices. And we know that in this book there's four mountains. There's Bether in Song of Solomon 2:17, and that speaks of separation. Rise it up. And coming away. There's the mountain of Myrrh, which speaks of suffering. That's in Song of Solomon 4:6. And the mountain of the leopards, chapter 4, verse 8. And we think of the beasts of Ephesus. And then here in this 14th verse of chapter 8, we have the mountains of spices. And I think of Esther and the 6 months of myrrh, and then the 6 months of sweet odors, and how she required nothing but what the king's chamberlain required. And we really need just to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And I can hear her cry, even so, come Lord Jesus. Okay, well, we'll go to some of the beloveds in the New Testament. Matthew 3, 16 and 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And then also in 17:5, well, and this is on the Mount of Transfiguration. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And I thought on this, and what was it that pleased the Father? And I'm going to put it simply, John 8:29. "And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." And that was it. To just simply put, he always did what pleased the Father. Let's go to Ephesians 1:6. This is speaking of us, to the praise of the glory of his, I'm going to start with 5, I'm sorry. "Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved." So we're accepted in him. We turn to Acts 4:12. I wrote it on these tabs and it's backwards on this side. 4:12, "Neither," and this is the only way to be accepted, "neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Do we recognize who we are? Being accepted in the beloved, we're more than just friends. We're sons, and we should treat each other as such. These next verses I could read all together, and they just kind of blend together, but I'm going to do them one at a time. So 1 John 3:2. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." We might not look like who we are, but we are now the sons of God. Let's go to Colossians 3:12-14. "Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Above all these things, put on charity. And we'll go to 1 John again, 4, 10, and 11. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And I learned this sweet lesson from one of the kids in my Sunday school class. And she was probably 6 or 7. And she came in and one of her little friends was sitting there and she said, "Hi, beloved." And I know that she must have heard the word and maybe asked her mother, pardon me, what does beloved mean? And you could tell that, you know, this was one of her best friends and that she really did love her. But I thought that was so sweet that she said, "Hi, beloved." And you could tell, you know, she loved her friend. Isn't that how we should treat each other? I love you, precious saints, and I don't feel strange calling you beloved. And if you don't love the saints that you see, how can you love God who you don't see? That's in one of the epistles of John. One, two, or three. I'm not sure. I just wrote that as a thought. But I wanted to turn to Revelation 22:20. And I think you all know what this is saying. And it's the same thing that that the Shulamite said in the last verse of the Song of Solomon. She said, "Make haste." And this verse says, "He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus." And I hope that this was a blessing. I learned a lot from this little word. And I used to feel a little uncomfortable. The pastor comes up and says, "Beloved," and gives me a kiss. You know, guys are kind of squeamish about that kind of stuff, but I'm learning that it's a sweet, sweet, sweet word and sentiment. And I can't think of the other word, but, you know, a greeting of showing how we do love and care for one another. And I hope to hear a lot more from a lot more of us, and I hope to always greet people as beloved, because you are. And I thank you. And I know I got done a little early, but you know, the Lord knows when we're done. And so we'll go ahead and get started with the prayer meeting. And I'm not going to make you glad twice and have some more scriptures for you. I thought this is, gives us a lot to think on and pray about. And so we'll just go ahead and do our requests.